Welcome to Profiles in Eccentricity, a show about weirdos, with your hosts, John Fahey, Aaron Peter, and Matt Brusso.
Hello folks, welcome to Profiles in Eccentricity. It's a show about weirdos, doggone it. My name is John Boy, it is John Boy time. I'm your host, John Francis Fahey. Joining me, as ever, is, of course, Michael Skeeton. It is Aaron Joseph Pita.
Dude, you know, you call me Michael Skeeton, and I've said that I'm the Scat Man.
Yes.
But actually, I'm Turd Man.
And Bruce Wang.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you're like the DP Comics Network.
Yeah.
Just thought of it.
Yeah.
Put it together.
Yeah. Still working it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, you got to work it
out. World's greatest dick.
Yeah. Got to work it out like there's a bunch of gel in that fucking dumb pile of shit.
Dick Gray, son.
The Cape Gusader.
Hey, nice. That's good. Mm-hmm. Now that's nice. To your right, my left, of course, is handsome Matt Brusso.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Fellas.
Here's your problem.
I have to announce that we have now, thanks to Matthew Brusso, caught up with the YouTube videos, so they will now launch the same time as the new episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon subscribers, of course, will get the episode an hour earlier.
I mean...
So they'll be ahead of the game.
Yikes.
Yeah, I mean, they'll be like, you know...
Jacking it.
Really doing, you know, all the fucking cool inside joke shit,
yeah,
like way before, you know...
They'll be dropping, like, breakdown videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw one of our Patreon freeloaders. We offloaded all the freeloaders.
Yeah,
remember them?
Did.
See ya.
One of them was a 4-year freeloader.
Incredible stuff.
Just because they would join for free for a month and then.
And then cancel right before 51 months. Adam Rogers, I think, was the guy's name. Rogers, 4-year freeloader.
Not one, a dollar.
You know, you can.
Is it a dollar?
You can freeload. Yeah, I mean, you could a dollar and you get the regular episodes.
Here's the thing about Adam, right? I think he was just like, listen, I'll pay my tab at the end. So profiles in eccentricity podcast at gmail.com.
Yeah, send
is
it
the PayPal.
Yeah.
And listen, I'll take the $250 now.
Yeah.
No interest. No interest.
That's
man.
All good, man. And like we know there's been inflation. I'm not gonna hold you to that.
Fine.
Just send me $250.
No, it's like a
quality just a flat $250.
Yeah. I'm not gonna worry about the extra month.
We're not rounding
I'm
up.
I'm not saying $255.
No,
I'm saying $250.
No, we're not gonna no one's gonna be breaking it.
Send me the fucking shit.
Dude, if you send $250, I'll send you a free shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
How about that? It might not fit.
How about that, Adam?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you set a reminder on your phone to cancel that?
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
We know people at Patreon, okay? We can get a shipping address.
We have your information, trust me.
You can get a P.O. box.
I've got your information.
I mean, I'm almost
Clarence.
I'm almost chuffed.
Chuffed? Is that good?
What are you chuffed about?
Yeah,
chuffed is like how would you describe chuffed? It's like you're
like chuffed.
You're proud. You're braggy.
Like
you're braggy.
Full of good emotions. Because someone decided to put so much effort into not paying us.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if people are stealing your shit, it means it's people want
it. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like I mean, you know. Can you like put it on SoulSeek or something? Like you're doing it in a way where like I can see you fucking me over, which is also
kind of funny.
Funny.
It's kind of funny.
But you know,
I get it.
But yeah. Just fork over the $250.
Venmo, PayPal.
Yeah.
Apple Pay.
Yeah.
Zelle.
Yeah.
We have listeners going through shit who are still. They're messaging us that they're going through
dude,
shit.
They're fucking like blowing into a straw to type out words.
Yeah, we have people recovering from major physical setbacks.
Yeah. I love your guys' show.
It's got
70 a month.
Yeah.
This guy's fucking paying. Why aren't you?
I know.
Some other guy's in a cubicle like, oh, it's my time to save my $5.
God damn it.
Here I go saving again.
You fucking coupon clipping piece of shit.
Ooh, do you price match?
I brought my date.
Double coupon.
I brought my date to the Sizzler because there's a Groupon.
I did a Groupon at the Sizzler.
Fucking
you know
nerds. All right, well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
But we have a message.
This type of guy that gets a water cup and fills it with fucking Sprite.
Can I get a cup for water?
I mean, listen, if you're like 16, all right, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
If you're doing this and you're 16, that's cool. If you're
part of your doing it when you're 16 is to bust somebody's ball.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also you have no money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
hopefully
to you, we are the man.
Mm-hmm.
So Adam is his name?
Adam.
Adam, if you're like 16 or something, that's cool. That's dude, if you are a fucking day over 24.
I'm going to put him at 26. That's my, that's my ass estimate. Now we have a message from a real person.
We do.
Hey?
Yeah.
This is Joseph. Very sweet message from Joseph. You motherfucking motherfuckers are good boys.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Just got my Ramones t-shirts. Got one for my brother. The fiber of the fabric is outstanding. It shows the bee's knees.
You said it, neighbor.
Like jacking us off here. Really gets me through my day. The stickers, damn it. Those stickers are the tits.
Nice.
Really, he's really hitting all the buttons here.
Yeah, he's using all the words.
People got to learn about OSHA regulations around here.
Yeah.
You got to drop those turrets, man.
Shows smart and stupid. Thanks a lot. Thank you, Joseph.
Yeah. We have just a few shirts left of, I think there's like four smalls left of the hard pipe hitters.
Oh.
If you want a piece of history,
get one.
Turn it into a baby tee.
They're down to $10.
They're your midriff.
Mm-hmm. $10 a pop. All right.
Oof.
Otherwise, they're getting sent to, you know, South Sudan or something.
Yes, yes.
Hey, they need shirts too.
They do.
And then, I don't know if we didn't win the Super Bowl this year.
And then we're going to be coming out with a shirt of just the logo because it has been widely requested. And Jesse suggested that.
The neon sign logo.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be with the face too.
Cool.
That's what people have been asking for a lot. So great suggestion by Jesse. And she's going to give me a mock-up and then we'll get those going. And do we have other business?
Oh, Gumball, Mr. Gumball had.
Oh, yes. Rob Sires.
Yeah, yeah. Follow his Patreon. And having a little, he had a little issue last week, so I wish you all the best, Rob.
Yeah.
By the time you hear this, hopefully you're all fixed up and
hopefully you're
squirting out comics again.
Yeah. Squirting out anything.
Squirting out tons
Speedy
of stuff.
Recovery, my friend.
All right.
I'm looking at you.
Oh, John, you got some shit.
I got something.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're gonna be talking about a woman here from California.
Oh, the Golden State.
Oh my God.
She is born in 1956. And
boy,
there's not a lot really known about her. There's gonna be a little bit of a different profile because
we do things a little bit differently.
And so, you know, there's kind of a mystery and then like a big amount of attention and content.
Hmm.
And then there's more mystery.
Mm.
So what we know about this woman, Karen Margaret Greenlee.
She's
born in 1956.
Mm-hmm.
And she's raised in Sonoma County.
Oh, okay.
She was molested at the age of 8.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
And a teacher raped her at the age of 14.
Jesus Christ.
And there's
Sonoma County, huh?
Wine country.
She graduated from high school in Colfax, and she got married, but she was separated when most of her big events took place.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you mean after the other big events?
Yes.
Okay.
The yet to be mentioned.
Well, I mean, the thing is that a lot of people don't even mention that she was raped and molested. And
we do.
Seems pretty important.
It does seem pretty important, Matt. I'm glad you think so.
Okay, thanks.
I don't want to say that it defines her.
No, I don't. I didn't say that.
I think you did. Okay, man.
So she is, she's working in Sacramento, California. In late 1979, December 17th, she's working as an apprentice embalmer.
Someone's got to do it. Wait, we met an embalmer.
We did.
On the last Patreon.
He was just living. No. You and I know someone who works at a mortuary or a morgue.
Do we?
That woman.
That woman?
Yeah, that blonde woman.
Do we?
Guess not.
Okay.
You don't know her name.
Or you went to that comedy club with her.
Went to a comedy club with her?
In Orange County during the pandemic.
You did say there would be mysteries.
Oh! Yeah. That's right.
Well,
these bras are weird.
Yeah. So she's got.
I hate to find her though.
She's got. She's driving a 1975 Cadillac hearse up to a funeral.
That makes sense.
And she's got this guy, this young guy in the back of the hearse.
This
right?
dead guy,
dead
guy,
young
corpse?
Guy. Yeah. And she like is rolling up to like the cemetery, and the family like sees the hearse coming, and then she's just like. Turns it around and fucking bails.
Blair staying alive by the Bee Gees.
She doesn't have like the back open and the they coffin
said,
swings.
Somebody
out
said
and...
she did a big donut.
Nice.
And got out of there.
That's how you fucking
cool.
rip out.
Yeah. And so she's and then she's like missing.
Fuck this.
With the hearse from the, you know, funeral home where she works at.
Do you report a missing person if they're dead?
Good question.
Yeah. Because the cops would be like, well, he's dead. Like, what are we going to do?
So she's found a few days later in Allegheny in Sierra County. And I think she was like in a hotel somewhere. And, they found the hearse. Not hard to find, you know, not too many.
She didn't change the plates.
That's not called a his.
Okay. I don't want to let that define you.
Her
And she has tried overdosing on Tylenol with codeine.
Oh no.
Paracetamol and codeine.
Tylenol 3.
That's not good.
Tylenol 3?
That's what it was. Yeah, Tylenol 3.
Oh yeah. But the paracetamol is, I mean, you know.
That's the stuff that fucks you up. It fucks your liver up.
Yeah. So
acetaminophen.
They find her and she's overdosed on this thing, and she's got a 4.5-page suicide note.
Oh no, God!
Sure, she wasn't on coke.
Which is also
too many words.
Which is also a confession where she admitted to having sex with 20 to 40 of the bodies.
No!
Of other young men, and she said it was an addiction.
Yeah, I guess it would make sense. Not just a random act at that point.
No, it's at that point it's pastime.
Yeah.
So yeah,
did you say 20 to 40?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, so we're saying at least 40.
Yeah, I mean
20 to 40. What, you don't remember?
Well, that's like 50 weeks of profiles.
Yeah.
You gotta round up.
Yeah, she said
young men.
But she stopped counting at like 20, you know.
Why not any old guys?
Yeah. And yeah, so she...
They couldn't get it up.
She really...
just... at the Brigham Mortis, they're all fucking stiff, bro.
Yeah, but they can't keep it up.
So, like, the thing about that is... She's... Like, necrophilia is not a crime in California.
You're telling me, pal.
Now, is she hot?
Move here.
Whatever. Dead or alive.
Sky's the limit, dude.
Is she hot?
I'll get you a picture. I knew you were going there.
Yeah, because you probably went there too.
Well, no, I knew you would go there.
Okay. That's his excuse
Not
for
exactly
him going there.
A dead
I better look it up because Aaron's going to want to know.
Oh, wow.
Better jack off.
There's make sure.
So this is one.
I'm getting the rigor.
When she's like older, but you can really barely see. And she's, you know, she's really hamming it up.
Okay.
Well, she's fuzzy.
She might have been a hot goth chick in her younger days.
Yeah. Well, she's in a dead body, so.
Yeah, she's like posing with some fucking stupid shit.
Hopefully it's not a corpse.
Is it a body? Body to dunce cap?
There's a picture of when she's younger I'm going to try to find for you, too.
No.
But, yeah, not really, not, you know.
Yeah, not a smoke show, but,
you know.
Not a chud.
Nice looking lady.
She's not chuddy.
Right.
Chuddy.
What? A cannibalistic humanoid underground dwelling?
Yeah.
I mean, pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close. I mean, she's fucking hanging out in morgues all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's your job.
But so, she only gets charged with stealing the hearse
and
interfering with a funeral? That's a crime?
Okay.
Well, it seems like it should be, you know. You
yeah, just, okay.
I guess.
Yeah, you don't want, if you're going to fuck up someone's day, like, you know, that's...
I know, but fucking, like myriad corpses is not a crime? But interfering with a funeral, like, what was the funeral interference that happened before this?
I think
that
funeral
it was like somebody going, dearly departed, yay! like, what? Well, how do you interrupt a funeral?
I think by fucking the corpse. Yeah. I think funeral interruption is a wide net.
Yeah,
it was like, it's for people fighting at the funeral,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
That's interfering with a funeral?
Yeah.
It's a flag on the plate.
Yeah, anybody who shows up and tries to make it a bad time, even though it's not a great time, I guess, you know.
Yeah. So he tries to ruin the vibe.
the funeral.
Somebody fucking stringing up a pinata or something.
You're bringing the vibe down, Dave.
What the fuck is interfering with the funeral?
Well, stealing a body is one.
Yeah, but stealing a fucking body isn't even a crime.
I mean, but there's got to be...
You do it at a funeral.
There's got to be some kind of penalty.
I think since there's been, like...
Amendments to the law?
I don't know if it's anything really criminal. I think it's, like, more like health code violations.
Interfering with
the
funeral.
Oh, okay. Well, that's still...
I think it's like...
But if you work in a morgue and you're sucking these dicks and feeling these titties, something's going to... You're, like...
Yeah.
Something's going down.
I think now... And I think that's why it's OSHA stuff, because...
Yeah, it's workplace hazard. Yeah.
I think they were going, like... You know, she got into this line of work for a reason.
Yeah.
So, like, you did,
what? Did she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
It's not something that you, it's not an acquired taste. She's.
You don't fall into it.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, she got this job and she was just one day. Like,
yeah.
Honk, honk.
Yeah, maybe,
God, look at the fucking balls on this guy.
Yeah, she was seeing so
injured. Whoops, I dropped my.
Spent all day
my
here.
Pen down is.
You're so good. You're such a good listener.
Yeah.
So she only got a $255 fine.
All right.
And spent 11 days in jail.
Whoa. Okay.
Her probation did include mandatory therapy, though. Right.
That's good. Was she allowed to go back to work?
Well, probably not there.
No. Oh, okay.
But
she was forced to work amongst the living.
What a drag.
So the mortuary and Greenlee herself were sued for $1 million by Marian Gonzalez, the mother of the victim. His name was John Mercure, M-E-R-C-U-R-E, Mercury, I don't know.
Probably her husband or so.
For severe emotional distress.
Yeah, I mean, not a great time.
She fucked that lady's husband.
A son.
Son. She fucked that lady's son.
Yeah.
And the funeral.
Who also was like a young man. Like you, like your child died.
Wait, how young was he?
33.
Oh, okay.
Do you think his dad was like,
he's still got it,
still
man.
Got even in death.
Yeah. I can't wait to die.
Who says it's over, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe he'll keep going.
That's my boy.
Yeah, over yeah. To the fuzzy like, lady.
My son's getting laid more than I am. Hear that, Maria?
I got
you, frigid bitch.
I got emotional distress.
Marion, not Maria.
Yeah, well, that's why. Marion, that's why they're such a problem.
Close.
Yeah.
So there's a Superior Court hearing, and the psychiatrist that was hired by the defense defending the funeral home in Greenlee.
Defending the funeral home because the funeral home and she was super great. Yeah.
He was like, I don't believe that there was any distress because Marian Gonzalez is already such a huge alcoholic and is so depressed.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Really, going for it.
They fucking went after her, bro.
That's disgusting.
It's so fucked up.
That's worse than fucking a body.
I was going to say, it's the second grossest thing.
Yeah. It's like.
What do you care if your son's getting...
So your son's getting laid.
You're passed out.
You're big drunk.
You didn't even notice.
You're big drunk. Like,
he had a smile on his face for the
first
time.
I'm sure you're in real distress when you're face down in a fucking puddle of your own vomit, Marion.
You were sad last week when you were drunk.
Meanwhile, this lady's just taking your son on a joy. I'm just finding out, like,
yeah.
First of all, seeing the.
Not only did he go on a joyride.
Oh yeah. He went on a jolly
ride. She took him for a joyride.
He was a joystick.
Yeah. Oh.
So I mean, just first of all, just being like, why did the hearse just flee the scene? You know.
Well, it's not the Transformers.
Couldn't,
it didn't
couldn't look
mind.
The family in the eyes. You know?
Yeah.
Or maybe he was a gray lay.
She wanted more. She wasn't done with him.
Yeah.
So one more. Did she have when she went to that hotel? Did she have one more go at him? Like, was he?
Yeah, she definitely took the body to go at it more.
She did.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Imagine you're staying at that hotel and you're like, wow, that drunk guy is gonna. Gosh, great, huh?
Man, weekend at Bernie's, man. It's taking the world by storm.
Yeah, you think she was walking him up the stairs?
Yeah.
So now,
yes, I do.
That's 1979.
She's gotta be fucking strong.
Yeah.
Oh, to lug these fucking mugs around?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. I mean, well, most of the time they're on their back, you know?
But to get him out of a hearse into a fucking Motel 6?
Can't just drag him on the ground.
Oh,
the
yeah, or maybe she just got in the hearse.
Oh, God, have some fucking class, lady.
What, drag him up the stairs of the Motel 6?
Fuck him in a bed. Yeah. Like a fucking lady.
Okay, all right.
Come on.
You draw lines in weird places.
I'm weird.
A lot of diagonals over there.
Connecting dots. Aren't there.
Beautiful.
They call me old-fashioned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so in 1987, this is great because like this is still, you know, very much like the heyday of the underground publishing world. In 1987, she gave a interview for the movie, for the book Apocalypse Culture. Uh-huh. And that just, you know, has a bunch of just dark, weird shit in it, you know. Published by Feral House, that was like the place to go to do that sort of thing.
Is that a book just of like, here's why the world is horrible?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, okay. Yeah, Apocalypse Culture. But
yeah, probably hopping on the back of the Satanic Panic shit, right. But like positively.
Cool. Well, she's hopping on the back of some shit.
Pandic.
So she... She might have been actually in the hearse, not in a hotel when she did the OD thing.
Maybe she parked at a hotel, you know.
But in the book, this is the one quote I've gotten from the suicide note. Why do I do it? Why? Fear of love, relationships. No romance ever hurt like this. It's the pits. I'm a morgue rat. This is my rat hole, perhaps my grave.
Whoa!
I'm a morgue rat. Deal with it.
Hold it against me.
Pretty good stuff. I mean, it's good writing. I like that.
You know, I'm just bored, some you know, armchair psychologizing is, you know.
That's what we do.
Can't get hurt by dead guys. Right?
That's kind of the thing. Mm-hmm. And there was
good listeners.
There was another woman that I read about, just, you know, because necrophiliacs, 1 in 10 is a woman.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the other one, it was another thing too.
It was pretty tough.
Somebody that was molested, raped, right. And they did say it was because you're not going to fucking get up and attack me, right. That sort of thing.
Yeah,
that was fair.
But so she said,
she saw Clerks and got inspired. Remember that?
Maybe
girl?
Clerks got inspired
by her.
That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, the press really liked it because it was a woman, and she, you know, she can't.
Yeah, no, then.
Yeah, it's like
the press likes hot teachers that female teachers that fuck their
mouths. Yeah,
it's like,
Let's go.
I mean, it is different. Let's be honest, it is different.
But so this is really where we get into the stuff here with this interview, because
we get into
her head, and
Wait.
And this is the interview is done by Jim Morton, and he's clearly sympathetic, you know.
Okay.
As
we all should be.
Of course, always. And so he writes, the press had a field day, the lawyers got rich, and Karen lost her career and source of sexual satisfaction.
Oh, God.
It's an interesting phrase, but yeah.
But she says, when I wrote that letter, I was still listening to society. Everyone said necrophilia was wrong.
Oh.
So I must be doing something wrong. But the more people tried to convince me I was crazy, the more sure of my desires I became.
This is when the letter you're speaking is her suicide note?
Yes.
Okay.
So he interviews her at Karen's studio apartment. And she's got a lot of satanic shit on the walls and a lot of drawings of people.
Baphomet.
Fucking dead bodies.
Oh, her own drawings?
Yep.
Boy, would I love to see those.
I drew them from memory.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they're not good. It does look like an eighth grader did them.
No, oh boy, this is oof.
This is oof.
So Jim starts with you know, the empathy he's famous for.
The fuck's wrong with you, you crazy bitch?
No. He goes, back during the trial, from what I read in the newspapers, it seemed like you got very little support. Imagine that.
Huh.
People not waving signs outside. We're with you.
I want to die.
So she
can't wait till I die so you'll fuck me.
I got one in the chamber. I mean my balls.
She says, no, none whatsoever. The newspapers were the worst. To this day, I hate reporters. One of them even carried me to Richard Trenton Chase, the vampire killer. What support there was like family obligations. One of my brothers refused to have anything to do with me. He said, I just want to remember her as she was. He came up to me later and apologized, but he still isn't comfortable around me. My other brother was more supportive, but even he had to ask, how'd you do it?
Well, I mean, she shouldn't be surprised at that.
Details.
We'll get to that.
Oh.
Before the trial, I had a boyfriend who found out about it.
What?
He got mad and slapped me around.
Oh.
Dude, honestly, you get to do that.
What?
No.
If you find out your girlfriend's fucking dead bodies, you get a couple good licks in.
Jesus Christ.
You get to do that.
No, you get to do that.
No, you
Why?
Don't. Because maybe you'll fix her.
Oh, Christ's sake. Thank God this video. It's so people see you.
Yeah.
Post that one online.
No, that's not a clip.
Dude, she's fucking
That's
dead.
Not going on a clip. As a clip.
Psh, psh, psh.
You better?
But.
Oh, dude, it's not fucking dead bodies.
But she said, then she kind of says like he knew. So it's like, it's weird how she's describing this. Did he find out about it or did he know? You know what I mean?
It's like one of those things like a cuck situation.
It might be
postmortem cuck fantasy.
I think it was, something.
You're spending an awful lot of time
it was
in
fine
that
fine, it was just between us. Right. Now the whole world knows, and I'm the world's biggest cuck.
Yeah, it's a Will Smith thing.
Well, maybe
yes, it is a Will Smith thing.
Because she said, apparently a lot of people knew, and I don't know how they knew.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it, like, you know, when they're having sex, she's like, I want you to play dead. He's like, okay. You know,
He said, I wasn't even a woman and I could go fuck my dead bodies.
Say that one more time.
I wasn't even a woman.
That's what her boyfriend said to her. Like, hey, you're no woman. Go fuck your dead bodies.
Yeah. And then she says here, Aaron, with guys, they always felt I went for the bodies because I was hard up. And if I went to bed with them, then that would change me. And they would be the one who gave me such satisfaction. I wouldn't need those old corpses anymore. I run into that a lot.
I bet.
Yeah, guys like you would be like, fixed yet?
No. I don't think that I'm not saying I'm
You can't
sexual.
Compare it to a dead body.
No, there's
so many of them.
Yeah.
Always hard.
Yeah.
No, I'm not one of those guys. I'll fuck you straight, guys. No.
Yeah. Some she said sometimes I had guys come on to me for just that reason.
So plenty of people knew.
Yeah, well, certainly after.
Certainly after, yeah.
Got it.
Yes. They talk in Sonoma.
So Jim Morton says, the question I am most often asked, meaning what I want to ask you most, is how does she do it? And she says, yes, that's the question. People ask questions like that. Even people who seem pretty cool seem to have open minds. Then when you tell them, they say, that's very interesting. Then don't want to have much to do with me. I don't mind telling people how I do it. It doesn't matter to me. But anyone adept sexually shouldn't have to ask. Yeah. People have this misconception that there has to be penetration for sexual gratification, which is bull. The most sensitive part of a woman is the front area anyway, and that is what needs to be stimulated.
Oh, okay.
The front area.
So she grinds on him.
So, yeah, it's the, yeah, you know
She's
what I mean?
Rubbing her fucking clitoratis.
Yeah.
You can't have this binary opinion you have of sexuality.
You can't have this archaic opinion.
Yeah, you get
sex involves penetration.
Yeah, it's not all about burying a bone or whatever. Yeah.
But it helps.
People seem to enjoy it.
Then she goes on. Besides, there are different aspects of sexual expression.
Hmm.
Touchy-feely.
Oh.
You've done that before, I'm sure. Touchy-feely?
Mostly with live people.
69?
Mostly.
Even holding hands. You imagine 69-ing a fucking dead body?
Dude.
I mean, the holding hands sounds harder.
It's really just a sixth. Like, that... He's not going to... He's not... Unless he's a zombie.
Well, like he dies with the mouth open. Yeah. Or he's like a big nose or something.
Oh, yeah. Maybe some Jewish or Italian types.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or French.
Yeah.
Okay.
She goes on, that body is just lying there. Yeah. But it has what it takes to make me happy.
Aww. Except for the other parts.
The cold, the aura of death, the smell of death, the funereal surroundings.
Yeah.
It all contributes.
She knows what she's doing. Yeah. She seems to be pretty adept.
I mean, like, you know, if it wasn't for the fucking, you'd be like, this person's perfect for this job. But maybe with the fucking, you say they're even better.
Well, people that worked with her, like, were like, you know, that testified, were like,
she's the best at her job.
Yeah.
They were like,
I mean, she made these dead bodies look fuckable.
Always happy to be here.
No, they were just like, there was no reason to suspect her. They were like, she did her job well. She was, you know. Yeah.
She whistled while she worked.
She was adept. Yeah. So when she gets into the smell of death,
yeah,
Jim goes, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Did you say the smell?
The smell? Yeah. And she goes, sure. I find the odor of death very erotic.
Whoa.
God damn it.
There are death odors and there are death odors. Now you got your body that's floating around in the bay for 2 weeks or a burn victim. That doesn't attract me much.
I love that little caveat.
A touch. Just a touch.
That don't attract me.
So, you're a bloated burn victim in the harbor. That
don't attract me much. Fucking shot out of a cannon. Whatever. But a freshly embalmed corpse is something else. There is also this attraction to blood.
His blood. Red blood.
When you're on top of a body, it tends to purge blood out of its mouth when you're making passionate love.
Jesus. Well, I mean, she's a scientist at this point, so, you know.
So this thing's gurgling up.
Yeah.
So there is this.
Yeah, he knows all about it.
She says, you'd have to be there, I guess.
I guess. She should have. I mean, Jim should have been like, can I be there? He was a real reporter.
So there is a.
He liked the look on his face.
He looked dead.
You'd have to be there, I guess.
Yeah. You're not getting it.
Say, you're looking quite like a corpse right now.
You're getting better looking every minute. Ghostly white.
So there's a there's an issue of the Sandman comic.
Mm-hmm.
Called 24 Hour Diner.
Yes.
They somewhat recreated it in the show. Mm-hmm. They did a great, it's
great episode of TV.
It's a fucking incredible episode of TV. They go in a bit of a different direction with some of the details, but the essence is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Of what happens there. But in the comic, under the influence of this guy with the ruby or whatever, this woman is talking about having sex with a dead body.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure she mentions something like that. Like,
he probably got it from this.
I would imagine that he did.
Yeah, I believe there was like Necromantic, the German really fucked up horror movie.
Uh-huh.
That came from this, or it's one of the things inspired. It inspired a Canadian movie called Kissed, which actually is like doing like the Karen Greenlee story.
Uh-huh.
But you know, they have like some amazingly beautiful actor doing
it's so hot.
Some cool 90s like music.
Posing next to a fucking coffin and shit.
Smash Mouth, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth?
Hey now. but yeah, that probably was, because like, you know.
I think she mentioned this, like the blood coming out of the mouth in the throes of passion as she was, you know.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I bet it sounds like it came.
This was kind of an underground thing, and it's one of those things.
You don't say.
No, yeah, about 6 feet under.
No, I mean, like, insofar as, like, somebody like Neil Gaiman would probably see some zines at conventions.
Oh, yes, yes.
That would.
Those guys do their research.
Yeah.
They pull from all sorts of arenas to inform their art.
Some interesting folks.
Now, at this point, you know.
Do they purge blood through their pee hole, John?
It probably
to simulate some sort of ejaculation effect.
Probably goes butt first.
We'll get to a pee hole in a minute. I know. You're
what is this, my sex life?
we'll get to the pee hole in a minute.
I understand. You don't change.
We're gonna stay with the blood gurgling out of the mouth during the passionate love making.
When we get back, we'll get to that hot pee hole action.
Yes, sir. That sound good, Ed?
Hello.
So at this point, Jim has to interject after you have to be there, I guess. He says, of course, with all the AIDS going around.
Oh, Jim. A little decorum, please.
This is the thing here. Like, no matter what you get to, no matter how fucked up it is at this time, people go, AIDS is so scary. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, you remember Orson and Logjam.
Yeah. Fuck.
Oh, in Hyperion, the book I'm reading, there's AIDS too.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you never know.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
He's two, the new batch.
They're in Hawaii now.
First Blood Part Two.
The new snatch.
Of course, with all the AIDS going around, she says, that's the reason I haven't tried anything lately. Mm. I'm sure I'd have found a way to get into one of those funeral homes by now, but the group I find attractive, young men in their 20s, are the ones who are dying of AIDS.
It's a real conundrum.
So this is the thing you have to also keep in mind.
Kind of like a guy, you know, like with the heroin chic going around at the time of the skinny Kate Moss style model.
Yeah,
She's like DiCaprio. She only fucks people who are 24 and dead. And
yeah, the thing is, they stay the same age.
Yeah.
Oh God, damn it!
Yeah.
You know the good thing about recently deceased corpses is?
You know what the best thing about cadavers?
I keep getting older and they start bleeding out of their mouth and stay the same age.
And they don't rape you either.
I keep getting hornier and they
start... I made him Jack Nicholson for some reason.
Yeah, you know, it works.
You also got to keep in mind too, she has a type.
Yeah.
Dead or nearly dead.
No, but also a type of dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, hot young dudes.
And, like, so with this guy where she, you know, absconds with, you know, the guy in the hearse, it was like her going just like, I need more than a week with this guy. You know what I mean?
Fucking week?
Yeah.
We've
all been there.
Whatever the turnaround is, I don't fucking know.
It depends on how crowded the
She was like... Yeah. You know, there is some aspect of, like, romance here, you know?
Necromance.
Yes.
Nice.
Now, here we go.
I mean, I'm actually going to fuck him on the first day.
No, I mean...
He's
got to
puke blood in my mouth where we're kissing first.
Yeah.
God.
Got spit blood all over
my
face.
Can you imagine the fucking cleanup involved in this shit?
That's her job.
The whole point is about... Yeah, well, you're right.
She loves the fucking thing. You know, they say do what you love.
Mm-hmm.
Did you usually attend the funerals of your corpse lovers?
Good question.
Yeah.
She drives the hearse there.
So. It was convenient working in the funeral homes.
You don't say.
Mm.
I'd get to drive out to the cemetery with the family. I'd get to mourn right along with the family at the loss of that loved one.
Wow, she's really crying a lot.
No one loved him more than I did.
Yeah. No one knew him like I did.
Fellas, you're not far off.
Okay.
Except I was groaning in a little bit of a different tone.
No, John!
People can't really tell if you're grief-stricken or passion-stricken.
Same.
I've had memories of the families put their arms around me and say, we're so glad you could come.
Oh.
You gotta be fucking kidding me, dude.
I didn't even think she meant it.
Dude.
But I read it and was like,
You and me both, sister.
Yeah, you don't say. Then you have to spin this big old yarn. Yeah, I knew him in high school. Yeah. If the guy didn't have a girlfriend in life, they were like, oh, she was the one.
Yeah. If he wasn't a dead body in life, I don't know what I would have done. You know, we found each other. I was in a dark place.
God damn it. We're so glad you could come. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
I miss him so.
You have no idea.
Ashes to ashes and ass to mouth.
Bust to bust.
Ashes to ashes and bust to bust.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come right back.
Okay.
And we're back. Now, Matt reminded me to say that this tale brought to you, suggested by the owner of the Hyena Gallery, which is in Burbank, and they have an online store that is absolutely amazing.
Burbank!
And this is Hyena, spelled H-Y-A-E-N-A, Gallery. And you can find him on Instagram. He does amazing true crime posts that my buddy Joe got me hip to. And then I was aware of the store. And now he's like my buddy. I go in there like once a week. And he, you know, kind of will hold on to books for me that he knows I might be interested in. But honestly, if you want to get a good weird gift, you really can't go wrong.
Cause he'll beautiful
have,
Burbank.
He'll have, you know, just like, you know, the main fare is books, but then also he'll have like, I mean, art pieces by like serial killers and stuff. And
cool.
He's got like some of the preschool, like, giraffes from that one school that was accused of like some satanic panic shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where
it
was total bullshit. And I guess, yeah, one of the neighbors, like, just went in the dumpster and grabbed some stuff. And so he's got some of that ephemera. There's so much stuff when you go in there, you can't really get to see the whole store. Mm-hmm. But everything is listed online, and I really can't recommend it enough. I almost don't want to tell people about it because I want to have first dibs on everything.
Too late, pal.
But he always...
nobody lives in Burbank.
He's going to crazy estate sales. Well, no, his online store. He puts everything in the online store. So, Hyena Gallery, check them out. Support them.
Tell them John sent you.
Tell them Profile sent you.
Yeah.
And
that's what I meant.
Yeah. Help him out too, because he incurred a lot of debt getting sick during COVID, and then you know, he couldn't open his shop, and then he's an independent business owner, so he doesn't have medical coverage. Mm-hmm. So it was like
only in America.
Yeah. So support Hyena Gallery, and we thank them.
Yeah. Thank you.
And also, you know. If you want to support us, building a studio.
Hey, come on, guys.
You know, buy these shirts. And also, Patreon. If you're not a subscriber, extra episode per week, $5 a month.
Please pay.
Get some stickers and shit. Yeah, and sign up, you know.
You get a direct line to us.
Yeah, man. And it's a great community over there. They have a Discord for the hardcore guys, the hardcore fans. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of really fun stuff happening in there.
Yeah, a lot.
They are so funny and creative and resourceful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's amazing.
They're sick.
Yeah.
And they are sick, and they are also incest.
They're also incest. Yeah.
They got fucked up ideas. They got bad
brains.
I had sick thoughts. Mm-hmm. Role models. Used to have sick thoughts.
Oh, John.
Hustling hand jobs behind the 7-Eleven.
Well,
where were we? We had to be there to understand it. We,
and then we found
the
out.
Smell.
We found out about her going to the funerals.
The funerals. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
So glad you could come.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
So at the time of at the time of the trial, you weren't in San Francisco. And she says, no, I was working in a funeral home in another city and going to school at the same time.
What is she learning?
I would assume, you know, more of that shit.
Mm.
You know,
I don't know
how to diddle a body.
I don't know. I don't remember seeing
ethics.
Yeah, thank you.
It's weird, but the day I got a telegram about the trial telling me to get in touch with my attorney, I went into the funeral home and was fired for things I had done at that funeral home. Somebody, I guess, got wise to me. I know I wasn't seen, but I think somebody just figured it out. Of course, they didn't know about Sacramento yet. They found out later. The same day, within 5 hours of each other, two totally different things caught up with me.
Wow.
I worked in that funeral home for almost a year. That's where I did a lot of my extracurricular activities. I had keys, so I'd slip back in after hours and spend all night there.
All night.
A guy lived at the funeral home in an apartment downstairs. He drank, so he usually passed out. He had a .357 Magnum under his pillow.
How did you know that? Maybe
she mistook him for a dead body.
Yeah,
once.
Yeah.
Oh, we left one.
He's been fucking awake. Oh my God.
So,
man, no security cameras, huh?
Jim asked the guy.
I mean, who's going to steal a dead body?
There's security cameras there now.
Mm-hmm. This John Mercury guy, the case was about. I understand he was moved out of the cemetery after the trial. She says, yeah, that happened at the time I was breaking into this funeral home. There was a side room, one of those arrangement areas where they always have their case folders out. I read there was an exhumation order for John Mercure.
And
Mercury?
Oh my God.
Then I read something in the paper about it. His mother wanted the body exhumed, said she wouldn't bury her cat there.
No one's fucking like that.
On the day he was supposed to be exhumed, I snuck out into a field across from where he was buried. I sat out in the field and watched them dig up the body and give him to this other mortician.
Jesus.
They shipped him back to Michigan. Imagine going just to watch that?
Well, I thought she was going to fucking go fuck him again.
Just watching is part of the juice.
I guess, man. Well, I mean,
what are they doing with my body?
And then I think she really does have like this longing.
Yeah.
You know, it is a romantic thing. It's like, there's my guy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? You don't know him like I know him.
Yeah.
I've 69'd.
Dead or alive.
Is there like a Misfit song? Like, I 69 a dead body.
Yeah, it sounds like there should be.
Should be, yeah.
I'm a morgue rat. Baby, I'm a morgue rat.
Mograd.
Tell Mortician look the other way. Don't you tell me where to put my
He asked, when did you first become aware of your necrophilia? It's something I've been attracted to all my life. I used to hold funeral services for my pets when they died. Had a little That's pet normal. Graveyard. That's yeah, normal. That is normal. I lived in a small town, and the fireman's barbecue was next door to the funeral home. To go to the bathroom, you had to use the facilities in the funeral home. I'd find any excuse I could to go to the bathroom. Then I'd take side trips and wander around the mortuary. It didn't scare you like other kids? No, I loved it. I was real curious. I'd wander.
Listen, man, I've been raped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got scarier things than dead body.
Yeah.
My waking life
is
amazing.
Yeah, safe in here.
Living men. Yeah. That's what frightens me.
Yeah. Do you miss working in funeral homes? Yes, terribly. Even if I wasn't a necrophile, I like mortuary work. I enjoy embalming and everything, except for obese people.
Oh, come.
The bodies I hated working on most were obese people.
Jesus Christ.
Especially if they've been autopsied. Their guts would slide out on the floor and shit, all this melty fat. Yuck.
Now that's gross.
Yeah.
Again. It's like,
seems pretty normal.
Well, I mean, the autopsy.
I fuck dead bodies. I don't want to get AIDS. And I don't fuck fatties.
Yeah, no
I'm
fatties.
Not sick.
Yeah. Look, I'm not the problem here.
Victimless crime.
Yeah. victimless climax.
Mm. You said something previously about the vampire killer, Richard Trenton Chase. He was from Sacramento, wasn't he? Yeah, the second funeral home I worked for, I wasn't working there at the time, got the bodies of Chase's victims. A man and a woman and their child, so I hear the gory details of what the bodies looked like. They were really butchered. They were disemboweled with shit stuffed in their mouths? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Did you make a note of the vampire killer for later? Jesus Christ.
I don't want to hear that one.
I do.
Chase.
you make a note.
Chase started by killing animals and drinking their blood, and when he wasn't satisfied with that, he graduated to people.
Jesus Christ.
People.
He killed this couple, then kidnapped their child and killed it and later threw it in a trash can.
Jesus Christ.
The mortician who embalmed the body said he hardly ever got queasy about anything, but he got sick when he saw those bodies.
Oh. Yeah, I imagine.
What's the weirdest case you ever encountered?
Mine?
There was one kid who fell out of a car while his mother was making a turn, and she managed to run over his head.
Oh!
She managed to.
Managed.
Can you swing that,
Mom? She's been trying it for years.
Couldn't 69 him.
No.
Another kid choked on a cigarette wrapper.
I'm sorry.
Those things will kill you, Matt.
Yeah, back then, it's all the chemicals in the wrapper.
Yeah.
One guy committed suicide by shooting himself in the head with a pellet rifle. He had to shoot himself several times, and it took him a while to die, but he finally succeeded.
Oh, Jesus Christ. God.
Dude, that is...
He might be...
That's insane.
Not right in the head.
Like, after the third one, you're like, at this point...
It's supposed to work.
All the cognitive... It's starting to go. Like, you're...
Keep going.
Circle.
Oh, my God.
Press button.
Yeah.
Safety off.
It's like Flowers for Algernon. Yeah.
Good book.
Yeah, it is.
There was another guy I worked on. He was a transvestite who somehow strangled himself with his nylons. I don't think it was intentional.
Oh, boy, you always got a spit take.
Why?
Nylons are tough to get off. For both parties.
I don't think it was intentional. I think he was trying to achieve heightened orgasm through strangulation.
Yeah.
And he ended up hanging himself. He wouldn't be the first to make that mistake.
Nope. R.I.P. dude.
Nor the last.
How about the most unusual funeral?
The ones I was at.
One time, yeah. I can make it weird in a hurry.
If you think the morning after is awkward, how about the morning after?
One time, this bunch of religious fanatics held a funeral for one of their members. They didn't want her embalmed. They just wanted her dressed and in the casket. We usually didn't do that, but we decided to be nice and put her up in the stateroom. We were standing outside of the stateroom, and we heard when someone saying, "Rise in the name of Jesus."
No.
They were praying and slapping the body. They were talking in tongues. That was weird.
Of course.
That was weird. The judgment about other shit is favorite.
I don't get it.
She has strong opinions.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, burn victim, I don't do it that much.
I mean, yeah, I'll rub my snatch in a dead guy's face. Maybe I'll puke some blood up into my gash, but I'm not speaking in tongues and praying to God.
Yeah. Slapping him around.
I don't think people are going to come back to life. You don't think they can come back to life, do you?
Oh, God, if the things they'll say.
What do you mean, come back to life?
There seems to be strong camaraderie between morticians, almost like a secret society. Very much so. Morticians are very tight with each other because most people won't have anything to do with them. I used to find if I went to a party, I'd always be introduced like, "This is Karen and she's a mortician," but they don't say, "Here's Karen, she's a secretary or she's a veterinary assistant."
Because that's not what, yeah.
A lot of people are under the misconception that morticians are very straight, very somber. If they ever went back into the prep room and heard all the jokes that are cracked, it would blow that theory right out the window.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like, I think she once blew a guy right out of the window in a morgue.
But it's like EMTs have like really...
Yeah, gallows.
Yeah, gallows.
Yeah, yeah. It's, of course. That's what they do with all. It's like, remember, what was it? The Patreon where the French, the staff rooms at the French hospitals have these like perverted drawings all over the walls.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
how they let off steam.
Right. Yeah. Did any of those morticians ever testify for or against you at the trial? One funeral director testified on behalf of the funeral practices. He asked how often necrophilia occurs. He said, "It's almost unheard of in this profession." At this point, Jim says, "That's a major lie."
Yeah.
She says, "Yes, definitely. Necrophilia is more prevalent than most people imagine."
And in that profession, almost exclusive. Like,
it seems like the one.
Like, as far as professions go,
yeah.
that would be the one.
Yeah, yeah. There's not a lot of other jobs that allow you access.
There might be a lot of independent study going on.
Right.
But as far as professions go, right. that's the one where you fuck dead bodies.
Right, yeah, yeah. It's not just the custodians of funeral homes that are doing it.
Yeah. It's not the grave diggers.
So. Funeral homes don't just report it. There was one place that I broke into, and I know that they knew something was wrong.
Are these places that she works?
I think that's what she means.
When she says she breaks into them.
Oh, no, yeah. some places she would, I think, just break
B&E.
Into.
Really?
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now that's illegal.
That is illegal.
And she goes, they call me in the act and let me get away. At another place.
No, they let her get off.
Yeah.
All right, well, watch you finish. And yeah. You got to get out of here.
Yeah. Then we all got to get out of here because it's late.
I got to be home and fuck my wife.
At another place I was working, this guy come up to me and said, "Someone's been messing with the body. It looks like they're trying to fuck the body."
Wow.
Who would do that?
I said, "Oh my goodness, really?"
No, you know the guy was like,
"Weird."
Someone was trying to fuck the body. Not me. Someone like,
how could you also say someone was trying to fuck it? Like,
looks like someone else is trying to fuck this body.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's what they're trying to say. They're trying to say someone's
fucking my body.
Yeah, the real move to do there. You know, if you're the one fucking the bodies, just go,
yes.
How do you know what it looks like when somebody's trying to fuck the body? You know?
No, you know it looks
hot.
Then
you go, "Hey, mm-hmm. you want to fuck this body with
me?"
Yeah. Probably not a lot of threesomes in the necrophilia community. You know, you open up all the...
The bags.
All of the bags.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to have a fucking party.
Yeah. I think the response is you go, "No! Show me?"
Really?
People do that?
What? I don't know anything.
I think they figured it out later. I know they know now. One mortician I worked
with... Which is the same thing.
Used to...
Wait, say that again. One mortician?
One mortician I worked with used to... He would take this big needle.
Oh.
Which is like a large hollow needle to like absorb fluids in the process.
No.
And he would push it up inside any male cadaver's dick. He'd say, "Oh, look, the corpse has got a boner." It's pretty funny.
And then, that is kind of funny.
And she would go, "Yep. <Yeah. laughs>
Don't need to do that." Then she goes, "This guy was really weird."
Yeah?
More judgment. He looked like Larry from the Three Stooges. I think he had some necrophilic tendencies. He'd get real upset if there weren't any female bodies to work on.
If there weren't,
he'd start he'd start pacing.
Fucking, there's no fucking chicks Jesus around. There's no fucking chicks around. There's
this club
cock
sucks.
Fest.
I caught him one time in the prep room. He said he was just taking a pee in the hopper at the end of the table.
You've all been there.
Because he was pulling up his pants.
Oh, he was fucking a dead body.
Yeah. And she said, I won't tell if you won't.
You know, it's kind of one of those sad situations where, like, they'd be mad for each other. But
unfortunately,
they're both alive.
Yeah, it's so sad we can't talk about it.
Yeah.
It's so sad we can't fuck each other, what, because you're alive?
Yeah, they would have made, like, a Bonnie and Clyde, you know.
Check out, this guy's got a boner.
Yeah.
Hey, cool. Want to suck
it? Cool. Like, they could have both been in the same room, each fucking a corpse, looking at each other.
Somebody could be the lookout.
Eye contact.
Spa day.
Yeah.
Both getting facials.
You want to fuck this guy? No, I'm not gay.
Yeah.
That guy looks like shit.
But I will jack off while you fuck.
Hey, you want to fuck this guy? He's ugly and fat.
Yeah.
You think we can do anything when this guy is like fucking just got cut in half by his fucking train? I don't know, maybe.
Well, he's skinny now.
Looks like shit.
You say you were once caught in an act of necrophilia. Yeah, I tried to kill myself, and I was living in a halfway house a couple of blocks up from the funeral home.
Yeah.
I decided to go to the mausoleum and try and kill myself again.
Oh.
The mausoleum had a door connecting it to the mortuary. I was sitting in there, real depressed, when, just for the hell of it, I decided to try running my driver's license along the edge of the door, and click, the door popped open.
Oh, God.
Low security.
I couldn't believe
doors back in the day.
Yeah.
Or the quality of driver's licenses. Who's to say?
Yeah, Miles Williams, too. Yeah.
Also, I mean, like, it's not like you wouldn't think this has to be, like, high-tech security. Who really wants to get in there?
Well, we know now, John. The people,
you know?
I can't do that
with a bedroom door.
Yeah. She goes, I tried it again, and it popped open again. I went into the prep room, and there happened to be a body in there.
Oh.
I had me some fun, did my thing, and forgot all about killing myself.
I mean, that's kind of... sweet, I guess.
It's an inspirational.
You gotta find a purpose to live.
Inspirational story.
Yeah, she's like the
I wish you would step back from that my friend.
Yeah, the 90s ruled, dude.
I told the folks at the halfway house that I had stayed the night with friends. I went in there several times. Sometimes there were absolutely no bodies, so I turned around and snuck back out.
I usually
went in the back door.
Yeah.
Huh?
About a week later, I snuck back into the funeral home. I was on the prep table having a good old time, and all of a sudden, I felt like there was somebody nearby. Next thing, I heard people walking down the high hallway. I quietly jumped off the table and threw the sheet back over the body. My clothes were in quite a state of disarray, and I had blood on me and everything else. Jesus Christ.
That's disgusting.
It had been an autopsy case. There was a casket with the lid open in the side casket room, so I ran and hid behind it. The casket was on a church truck, so they couldn't see me, but they could see my legs. It was a man and a woman. They were standing there saying, "Who are you? What are you doing here? Who are you?"
I'm a dude.
Who are you? I'm a cop. I'm supposed to be here.
Jesus.
I'm smuggling drugs and dead bodies.
I'm Jesus. I came back.
Yeah. One of them said to the other, "You go get the gun and call the cops, and I'll stay down here." I knew I only had one chance, so I busted out and ran. I knew the layout of the place, so I just ran down the hall and out of the place and out of the cemetery.
Nice.
At the time, I still had a friend who worked at the funeral home. He said, "Somebody broke into the funeral home. They know it was you." They put in an alarm after that. I think they called the police, but there were never any charges. I'm sure they didn't want the publicity. And so that's really a thing.
Yeah, that's the theory of it all. Yeah. Like, do you want to be the mortuary where everyone's dead loved ones get fucked?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then how many people want to do this job? And how many of them might be inclined, possibly, in some instances.
At least somewhat more than the average person.
Late at night, a man and a woman show up. Why are they there?
Yeah.
Just to
it's
a look of the place?
Yeah.
We're on a first date.
Oh, fuck. Someone's already fucking here. Shit.
Who are you?
Do you want to fuck?
Are you horny?
Yeah.
Are you alive?
Are you a hardcore guy?
That was the last time I got very close, except for I've broken into a few tombs.
What, fucking Egypt?
I don't know.
She fucked a pope.
Have you seen any change in people's attitudes towards necrophilia? Yeah, when I came out here, I noticed it. It's almost a fad. Everybody's doing it now.
Yeah, before it was cool.
I mean,
it's been overrun by the hipsters.
Dude, I had to pay $250. I just spent 11 days in jail, man. I mean, you know, I really fucking serve my time.
In my day, you used to do this.
$250. I could have got 51 months of Profiles in Eccentricity for that amount. It's almost, they're not really necrophiles, but pseudo-necrophiles, yeah. like a death cult. But there are probably a lot of people who would do it if they had the opportunity. Perhaps there is this vast network of necrophiles who, for lack of a forum, will never know of each other's existence. Well, there's Layla Wendell's group, American Association for Necrophilic Research and Enlightenment. They try and get some information out about it. Gotta look that up.
Yep.
That sounds...
That's a keeper.
Great.
It must be frustrating.
It's like the cool Nambla.
What?
Yeah, yeah, real cool.
Yeah.
Ice cold.
We're trying to enlighten you.
The benefits.
The research. What research?
Lady, what are you doing? Research, leave me alone.
I'm fucking a doctor.
Yeah. What's the research? I rub my stuff on a dead guy.
Well, they don't say it like that.
Yeah. Taking notes?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if they're coming, they might say it like that.
It must be frustrating when people say, we have to cure you, or you've got to be more like us. It is. For a while, I found myself thinking, yeah, this isn't normal. Why can't I be like other people? Why doesn't the same pair of shoes fit me just right? I went through all that personal hell, and finally I accepted myself and realized that's just me. That's my nature, and I might as well enjoy it. I'm miserable when I try to be something I'm not. And two, a lot of these people who are putting me down have hang-ups worse than I have, or they do things that might be considered questionable by their peers. I had a gay friend who, when he found out I was a necrophile, said, you can go to hell for that. After 1979, when I was put on probation, part of the probation requirement was that I seek therapy. I had a really nice social worker. She was cool. Very non-judgmental. The more I talk to these people, the more I realize necrophilia makes sense for me. The reason I was having a problem with it was because I couldn't accept myself. Mm-hmm. I was still trying to live my life by other people's standards. To accept it was peace. These people who are always trying to change me only helped me get myself more in touch with my feelings. I used to go from the therapist's office to the funeral home. It didn't work, folks.
She seems like a funny person.
Yeah. Well, it's like you don't give your body to science. You give your body to this lady. You know?
So. Oh, God.
I'd like to donate my body to the Morgrat.
Put another one on the Morgrat.
I'm donating my... This guy's a nutting donor?
He's only donating one organ. Curious.
So, yeah, that's the interview, which is fucking rich as fuck.
That's good. Well done, Jim.
And that was, you know, kind of like the big splash was to be unrepentant.
Big splash was the blood coming out.
You know.
In some way, that's admirable. Did anybody fuck her when she died?
Oh, she's not dead that we know of.
Oh, really?
No, she'd be like...
I guess she's 60-something, right?
65.
Yeah.
No, wait, 65? Is that right? What, 56?
66, 67.
Oh. Like that, yeah. I mean, she doesn't...
So she's still alive.
Age is just a number for...
Yeah. Things.
Well, she's getting close to that magic pension. Number. She's still alive, as far as we know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there more to this story? Because I was going to ask a question.
There's not too much, except that... she later regretted the interview because, you know, that probably had some traction.
No shit.
And she changed her name and moved to another city.
Yeah, good idea.
So
yeah.
It was, also like...
She's on the message boards, bro.
If you're still trying to get those jobs, yeah, you got to change your name.
Like,
yeah.
You have to.
Like, if you're really unrepentant and like... She also had done a thing where, what did she do?
So she's still fucking bodies.
As far as we know.
There's no way she's not.
Yeah. So what else did she did like some she like wrote like a history and of Cradle of Filth, the metal band. So she's clearly into, you know,
metal.
Fucked up shit.
Satanic shit and stuff. So this story inspired Barbara Gowdy's 1992 short story, We So Seldom Look on Love, which in turn inspired the 96 Canadian independent film Kissed.
These are all about necrophilia, I imagine.
Well, yeah, it's basically her story. In 1996, they said she was touring North of America with poetry and conferencing about necrophilia and sexual liberation. Horror magazine Esoterra in the 90s said Sally Jesse Raphael taped an interview with Karen Greenlee but refused to air it because Greenlee refused to show repentance for her actions. So that's in the can somewhere.
Come on, Sally.
Come on, Sally. Or Jesse or Raphael.
Do the right thing.
The Ninja Turtles
one
there.
You fucking asshole.
And she contributed a chapter to The Gospel of Filth, a book detailing the history and occult influences of extreme metal band Cradle of Filth.
Wow.
It doesn't say here that it inspired Necromantic, but I have heard other people say that. And yeah, that's the general fucking deal, man.
Well, we should get her on the line.
Yeah.
We should try to get her on the horn.
Call her up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish we had like a dead body to lure her into it.
Yeah, oh my God.
You can stand pretty still, man.
Yeah. Oh man, I love laying down. And being hard.
Yeah, I'm brain dead.
Yeah. I can spit blood.
I fucked a few girls who just laid there like they were dead.
Jesus Christ.
I haven't, man. They've all been fucking vivacious.
I've only had good sex.
Yeah. Never had bad sex.
Now, the question that's begging to be asked.
Okay, well, I want to hear this.
Is it a victimless crime?
Well, I was thinking the same thing.
I say yes. Fuck it.
It's kind of fucked up, but
it's very fucked up.
Yeah,
but
is it a victimless crime? Yeah, I think so.
It's pretty much a victimless crime.
I also was like, because I heard other people, I listened to some bad neckbeards today. Like one man guys with like terrible podcasts that are like calling her a whore and shit. I was like, all right.
No.
And also, come on. I think
they're pissed that she's not fucking actual live men like them.
Well, and she also was, and she still was compelled to do this.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, she did mention that she did have sex with.
Yeah, and said guys would be like, after the trial, I know who you are. I'm going to try to, I'm going to give you the good dick. Yeah, she's like, you don't get it.
You're going to spit blood out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Are you going to smell like shit?
You're spitting up.
Are you confident enough to lay there and do nothing?
I was like, I mean, you know. I was kind of raised, you know, by my dad being like, listen, man, you know, because I had my mom died when I was 14. We spent all this money on funeral stuff. And my dad was like, when I die, dude, like, do not spend money on this funeral shit. He's like, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're fucking gone. You're gone. Right. And it doesn't mean shit. He's like, if I could, he's like, I would just let you guys leave me in the backyard and let the birds eat me.
Find some weird lady to fuck me.
Yeah, I mean.
But I think. You know, it's not this summer's hottest look. It's not real thrilling for a family to find out about.
No, especially if it's a son or a, you know, like a kid that dies before they should. I don't know. Anything before the 50s or 60s? I don't know.
Yeah. But by the way, that $1 million lawsuit ended up paying out like $117,000.
It's not like she paid it.
Yeah. I mean, it was probably the
company, the funeral.
Funeral home. Yeah.
Probably bankrupted them.
But you imagine a family doesn't want to know that they're. Child that happened to him.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, yes, it's a victimless crime unless it's somebody in my family, right? That's the double standard.
Right. But you go like they should be fired.
Absolutely, they should be fired, and you should be able to beat them up or something. They're fucking dead bodies, Sean. They're fucking dead bodies.
Again with the physical.
If somebody fucks my dead grandma's body, I should be able to beat him up.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not gonna. I should be able to.
I don't trust you to do it safely.
Beat somebody up.
Yeah.
I'll wear a condom.
Okay.
I think
they might get blood out of their mouth.
I think. I mean, not the violence towards a woman point, but I do agree. If it was a guy, you know, just plowing my grandma. God rest her soul.
You see what I mean?
That I would probably be like, all right, this dude needs to have an ass beating.
Yes.
And I think that's a lot of times kind of good enough.
Wait, have either of you ever beaten anybody up?
I've never beaten anybody up.
Almost zero fights, thankfully.
Yeah, okay. I haven't been in many fights, but
I
guess you've never been in that situation. So
to keep going is a passionate thing.
Mm, yes.
And I definitely
think it should be explored in a way that's like not everybody is condemning them, because really what we're probably looking at here is, you know, a major fucking trauma thing.
Yeah, and
from
a failure of
society.
Or family or whatever it is.
A failure of living people.
Yes, the dead people have done nothing, yes. And they're the ones getting fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, like, I was like a fucking, you know, morbid kid or whatever. Like, I was kind of like, whoa, the first time I went to, like, you know, a funeral and stuff. And I understand the curiosity about it. Like, I would definitely be fucking wandering around a funeral home.
Yeah, just, man, I'd look at a dead puss if I'm, you know, walking through, but I don't know if it's going to be appetizing.
Yeah, I mean,
walk
through a funeral home, that makes sense as a kid, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, you know, I mean, I'm not going to be, like, lifting up the blankets or, like, you know, I don't need to get that good a look.
You can imagine the trauma of what happened to her when she was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there's no way that doesn't have some effect on it.
Absolutely. And so, you know, we shouldn't beat her up. Right.
No.
We should.
Thank you, Aaron.
We should talk to her.
Took him an hour to come around to not physically assaulting a woman.
I mean, she's fucking dead bodies, though. You know?
Right, which you said is a victimless crime. Well, you started this part of the conversation.
Wait,
I'm trying to wrestle with the fucking complexity of this issue.
Trying to wrestle with a woman.
You said it if it was your grandmother, but if she was your fucking your grandfather,
I'd be like,
nice.
Okay, yeah, okay.
There you go.
Okay.
It's different Double when standards. Women do things.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's very, it's very much why the case is.
It's less violating in general.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we don't really fucking, that's why we fetishize hot teachers that fuck their male students.
Like, it's also
not the same.
Yeah, and also, like, I mean, you know, male perversion is
violent, aggressive.
And it's expected. Yes. So when there is, you know,
The
exception to the rule, it always gets that media attention.
It's salacious.
Because what they're selling you is like, oh, damn.
Oh, see how women are fucked up too, but it's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Right, the media definitely does. That's what they do. You're right, the teachers and everything. But it is mentally, it is similar to when the male teacher does it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Is it a victimless crime?
The fucking the body, yeah.
If you're an alien, if you're a fourth dimensional being looking down, you know, a dead body and a live body have the same amount of particles, right?
Right.
The Dr. Manhattan ethics,
yeah,
is that it's a victimless crime, but it is disrespectful
for sure. It's disrespectful.
It's certainly disrespectful
and disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also like, come on, man.
I don't know if that's the right phrase.
But yeah, we should, you know, you gotta, in her case where it doesn't seem like, you know, she's not mutilating the bodies or anything. She's not committing any murders to then have sex with the bodies.
Yeah.
She is somebody that should be, you know, as much as she's able to, it seems she's lucid, you know, pick her brain.
She's probably really good at the non-fucking part of her job.
I bet. People are hiring her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're, you know, try and learn what you can from these people. But I don't know. Maybe there's not much there. She got raped a couple times as a kid, and now she's not safe. Doesn't feel safe around living men.
Right.
Now, fuck. Like, but how many young women get raped and don't end up fucking dead?
Sure,
bodies,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. So, no. I mean, it's. I mean, and also, you know, there's a lot of depression. There's a lot of suicide attempts in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's
the
satanic heavy metal music influence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's the thing too, where it's like, you know, at that time. Doing those kinds of conventions and stuff like that, like, that's, you know, those are the people that, like, are going to be into the shit that you're doing. Like, it kind of goes hand in glove where it's like, it's going like, oh, yeah, do you like fucking dead bodies? Like, you might like metal. We talk about that a lot.
Oh, without question.
You know, and I think, yeah, there's so much interesting about it. The unrepentant thing is something I kind of fucking love.
Yeah.
And just anytime somebody's like,
funny,
not sorry, dude. Like,
she goes, this is who I am.
Maybe we should be able to donate your body to necrophiliacs.
You definitely should.
Necrophilia Enlightenment Society or whatever.
You can donate it to like a fucking build a tree. You can donate it to cut you up and take your organs.
How many states?
Why not?
How many states do you think have laws against necrophilia?
15.
Four.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Which ones, John?
No, that's defining, that's defining necrophilia as having sex with a dead body?
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Arizona, Georgia, and I think like fucking Maine or like it's like the four corners of the country. It makes no sense.
Yeah, wait till Alaska.
But I think like it's just like it's you know, hopefully so rare. It's funny that after we did Dr. Carl Tanzler, there's no law in Florida. Like you have precedent there.
No, well, Florida, it's funny that there, you move for that.
You know, and there are more states where abortion is illegal.
Yeah, than fucking a dead body.
But after that kid's dead, you can do whatever you want with it.
Right. Well, you know,
God, dude.
The sanctity of life, Aaron. Not,
I
not
didn't
death.
Write the fucking laws. I'm just pointing out the flaws in the system, bro.
There's one more kid. I think you know, it's weird to think about. She has this thing. She has a good sense to get out of the game before the internet comes. Because then it would be like,
the temptation would be too strong. She'd find a community of like-minded perverts.
Then and she'd like, live stream
but
it.
Also, they'd share best practices how to fucking hide.
But the hate that would be unloaded on her and stuff like that. So she's in this sweet spot, you know, she's touring on fucking poetry in the 90s and going to these, you know, alternative sex conferences and stuff like that.
Oh man, then those hotels like, must.
You're kind of riding. You're kind of riding this underground celebrity for a minute.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without it being, you know, without public shaming.
Yeah, and you're probably gonna get some access too, like people being like,
"Hey, I got
a dude, I got a key to a fucking, you know what I mean?" Like
that's so smart.
A lease and a key.
So yeah, but
a corpse and a key.
You know you. That's fuck. I didn't think of that.
I think that's kind of thing. And then you go like,
I know a place where you can.
And then you go like, all right, well now. I can't do the name anymore. And like, you know, I'm not gonna be able to go to a new city, and you know, start a new job and have access to these corpses. So I gotta just change my name and drop the profile. And
yeah,
you know what I mean.
How confident are you that she is still fucking dead bodies?
At 67 or whatever?
Yeah.
She's in her sexual peak.
But not physical peak, though.
No,
you gotta
sexual.
Climb on the table, you know?
Oh,
it's all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she probably has a life alert, though. Ow! Where are you, ma'am?
Not near a mortuary. Here's the deal.
If I play dead, will you bring me?
Oh, God.
You're going to walk in and you're going to see two bodies on the floor. One's going to be cold. The other's going to be wet.
No, it's not my blood.
Don't fuck me.
God.
You're alive. It's gross.
I've been up to no good. I like when she calls it doing her thing.
Yeah.
So I'm doing my thing.
Having a good old time.
Good old time. I mean, that's one of your favorite
phrases.
Dude,
I think she might be Jenny J.
Yeah.
I had a good old time.
Passionate lovemaking to the point where the fucking thing is spitting up blood. Bro, like she was going at it with
these
things.
She's like pushing down on the
fire. Yeah, yeah. We're probably sitting on it or something.
Damn.
Sit
up.
Sums up.
She's got blood on her? Something's when these two people run.
Dude, and that's rancid blood. That's not like.
Hot, yeah, yeah.
Fresh, you know.
Yeah, the Red Cross isn't asking for that shit.
That's rancid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess it depends, right?
No.
No. That's not hot, fresh blood.
That blood's gone bad.
Like, oh, you bit your lip and you go, tastes like pennies. No, this tastes like shit. It's coagulated and nasty.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's all the shit they didn't drain out.
Yeah, I thought she was mainly fucking the embalmed, but I guess not.
Well, maybe sometimes the embalms can still spit up.
She probably did that, too.
Well, she said one was an autopsy case.
Oh,
so.
And she still did that, too, and that they cut that shit up. It's you know, it's a
I once
mess.
Saw a license plate frame as a kid. My dad pointed it out to me. And it said, you know how it says, like, oh, fucking.
My other car is a.
Yeah, it's one of those
my
things,
other car
right?
is your
it,
dad.
This one goes, morticians do it with more rigor mortis.
Nice. That might have been her.
It might have been, dude.
She probably has a great license plate. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Corpse fucker.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking fascinating.
Incredible.
This is what you get when you sign up for the show, is one of these guys.
Yeah.
This is
what
the show was created for a person like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
A true a true weirdo.
No, John, yeah. this is the primo stuff. You know, this isn't some scientist or some bullshit. This is a corpse fire. You know, this is fucking
scientist guy with fucking. Like an arc.
No,
we're talking about fucking
this
dead.
This lady's fucking creeping out.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel at the end of it all, other than I'm just like, yikes.
Yeah.
It's fucking yikes.
It's a yikes.
And she's not sorry.
No.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She shouldn't be doing it. But she is.
Yeah, yeah.
And
tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get into that fucking funeral. I'm gonna fuck some fucking bodies.
Yeah,
dude. And I
gotta do it.
And like the fucking like, you know, again, like it's a place where like you go like, we don't need to fortify the gates. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there's not a swarm coming in here. No,
right.
So like when somebody's breaking in, you're going like,
what the fuck?
There's no grave robbing going on. Like there's nothing like that. It's like caustic chemicals. And cadavers that would scare the shit out of most people.
Right, yeah. Right.
And she's going like, oh, fuck, I got access. I'm getting, you know, like, you know.
There's only one thing that's happening if someone breaks into those places.
Yeah.
A good old time.
A good old time. Yeah.
Yeah. And more power to the good old timer, you know. Yeah.
No,
you're probably right.
No.
Probably not.
No.
Not for the best.
But maybe there should be an outlet, you know, donate your body. To sexy times.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I leave a good-looking corpse.
Mm-hmm.
I got a nice, big, fat fucking hog.
Yeah, maybe you die with your tongue out, you know?
You know? Mm-hmm. Hey, before one last time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One, an encore.
I mean, like, you know, if you're a fucking Egyptian pharaoh, imagine you're going up to heaven, and as you're getting up there,
Remember Jamie Gillis saying, I'll be seen naked in public one last time I donate my body to science.
Nice, yeah.
He would have loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he could have popped a fucking turd in her mouth, too, he would have loved it, too, fucking sicko.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If she was there at the right time, you know.
God, what a sicko. He was sick.
Mm.
She's sick.
Yeah.
I wish they would have met. Maybe they did. In another life.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely would have read about it.
Yeah.
There's no question.
He probably was seeking her out.
Yeah, he was probably like, yo, come on.
Fuck yourself with the corpse.
God.
Yeah, let's figure out a way that we can, you know, set up some sort of foundation that mm-hmm. perverts can donate their bodies to necrophiliacs.
Yeah.
Because they're going to do it anyways. And if they don't have an outlet, it's going to be your grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they can still do all the other funeral shit after that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Throw them in the river.
And they'll do
or whatever.
You know what? And those services are free.
Yeah.
Well. Hey, let us fuck your dead loved one,
mm-hmm.
and we'll fucking formaldehyde him. We'll doll him all up for a nice open casket funeral.
Mm.
All you got to do is let us fuck him.
Yeah.
Tit for tat.
Yeah, I think it's a good
idea. It's a good barter situation. Tit Everyone's happy. Nobody's dead. Booby is getting fucked. You know,
without their permission,
without consent.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you also imagine though, 1979, California,
Smashing Pumpkins,
and you find out this lady fucked 40 corpses and has a $250 fine and 11 days in jail. How do you think that story went down? Like in,
and then right after that, Reagan.
Exactly. Yeah, you see what happens.
You know what I mean?
You see what happens.
And then you go like, "Ooh, this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a good look."
Well, it's also one of those things. Like, I didn't know we needed a law for that.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's a lot of those. Yeah.
Yeah. Why would we make a law for that? And like, and we have old laws in this country.
Yeah, we have laws where you can't like walk a giraffe.
Yeah.
Without a leash.
Someone's probably trying
or something
to fuck
like
it,
you know. There's.
You can fuck a giraffe.
If it's dead,
right now, yeah, and there's no laws against it.
Yeah, I had a really, really good time. I was really grateful to find that, and I was amazed I had never heard of her before.
Yeah, we got to look up this vampire killer guy. We got to
look up this necrophiliac association.
Oh, we gotta join
the best.
I want to get some literature.
Yeah, I want to talk to those.
Pamphlets.
Yeah, that's it. You want to get literature?
Yeah. I'm sure they're all great looking people.
Oh boy. I'd rather fuck the corpse.
So would they.
That's probably how they get you.
Yeah.
Check out how ugly we are.
Oh, my God.
You make the motherfucker that bothers.
You know, but in my world, I get tens all day. They're not wrong.
No. I mean, they are wrong.
If
but
this guy
not
was
wrong.
Breathing, he wouldn't fuck me in a million years.
That is, that's a good line.
You
that's
get
a good line.
Pick of the litter.
It sounds like that's an like, SNL sketch line.
Well, fellas, I hope you enjoyed the tale.
Fantastic.
John. Loved it.
Karen Greenlee. Not your average Karen.
No.
No.
Not your average Karen.
She's not calling the cops on anybody.
No.
No, she doesn't
unless they're dead.
Anybody's manager.
Yeah. Yeah. I won't tell if you won't.
Thank you, Karen. She's sending people into the afterlife.
69ing. You know, 69ing.
Touchy-feely. Even holding hands.
She's sending people to the afterlife.
Holding hands
man.
With one of these bro. Idiots.
Their fucking fingernails all receding and shit. Get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm.
You don't know what it's like. You've never been there.
Yeah, it's her own personal Vietnam, I'm sure.
Holding hands with some fucking guy that had an aneurysm or whatever.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, yeah.
So anyway, I was at the supermarket.
You also kind of wonder, like, yeah, is she, like, writing narratives?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
About
yes.
them? Yeah, I would absolutely, imagine.
Absolutely.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think there's, like, you know, you see those rooms and, like, the lights and all that stuff and, like.
Yeah, the romantic fluorescent lighting.
Yeah.
The harsh. Well, some of them have, like the old circular lamps.
Well, do you think after she moved in, they're, like, after she started working, they're, like, wow, the lighting
really
here.
Sexied this place up. The candles.
Velvet?
The,
wow.
The live, laugh, love tapestry.
Yeah.
I kind of want to fuck you in here.
Yeah, the couch. There's mirrors on the ceiling.
Oh, my God.
Science.
If Willis Reed was dead, he'd love to be here.
Someone is messing with the body. It looks like they're trying to fuck the body.
I know what that's like.
Oh, wow. Weird. Who would do such a thing?
Not me. I mean,
show me?
Right, happy to.
It's a good episode.
Thanks, buddy.
That is, John. That's a great one. I really enjoyed that version.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's great when it can be dark. But still funny because it's basically victimless.
Yeah. Anytime I can laugh and pray.
Yeah. And come.
Yeah. All right, fellas. I'm going to say goodnight. I love you. My name is John Fahey.
I'm Aaron Pita. Rest in peace.
Never so.
Good night, everybody. We love you.
Good night.
Scott Burns Audio, a podcast network.